So you say Lynn's listening?
Evidently.
Okay, he might not be at home. He's probably at the hospital. But
he's complaining about how we're saying poinsettia.
Oh, well.
Well, how does he like it?
Yeah.
Hearing you guys pronounce poinsettia two different ways in the same sentence, I checked my dictionary.
Well, see, that we're not totally wrong.
Well, I think we went through this, and then the some dictionaries say you can say
both
it either way.
Both poinsettia and poinsettia are correct, although poinsettia is the most commonly used. Sign your brother with too much time on his hands. No, I added that.
Anyway, he said this. Now, Lynn, the reason we do that is because we don't want to be totally wrong.
Yeah.
So some of the people that think, and you know.
For us, being partially right or only partially wrong.
It's close enough.
Yeah,
it's close enough. And so some people think it should be said one way, and other people think it should be said another way.
And
we're not arguing with those people.
No, we're peacemakers.
We want to make everybody happy, so we say it all ways that it can possibly be said.
We do the same thing for Leary Open. Well, I can't remember how the other way is saying it.
Lyropi.
Lyropi.
Yeah.
I left my Lyropi out there on the range.
Yeah.
We're not dividers.
We're uniters.
We're uniters.
Yeah. There you go. Everybody agrees.
Consensus is
our
middle name.
We're not saying it right, all right? All right. He sent me this a couple of weeks ago, I guess, and for holiday eating tips that we want to pass along.
Rutabagas?
Everybody's getting ready to start eating. It says avoid carrot sticks.
What?
Anyone who puts carrots on a holiday buffet table knows nothing of a Christmas spirit. In fact, if you see crisp carrots, leave immediately and go next door where they're serving rum balls. Okay? Don't be eating that carrot stuff.
You made that up.
Oh.
No! Drink as much eggnog as you can and quickly. Like fine single malt scotch. It's rare. In fact, it's even rarer than single malt scotch. You can't find it any other time of the year but now, so drink them. Who cares if it has 10,000 calories in every sip? Eggnog.
Oh.
If something comes with gravy, use it. That's the whole point of gravy. Gravy does not stand alone. Pour it on. Make a volcano out of your mashed potatoes. Do you do that, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You do that?
Yeah, too? Absolutely.
Fill it with gravy, eat the volcano. Repeat. As for mashed potatoes, always ask if they're made with skim milk or whole milk. If it's skim milk, pass. Why bother? It's like buying a sports car with an automatic transmission. And that is
now,
absolutely
who
correct.
Is this?
Who wrote this article?
Lynn.
Yeah, the devil?
Lynn.
Or?
Lynn
no,
wrote this?
That's true.
Lynn didn't write this.
My mother never had a bottle of skim milk in her house. And when my wife, the nutritionist, came up,
yeah,
then we were drinking that white-colored water, you know, with 1% or less, thinking we're going to be healthy. That is a bunch of garbage. That cow, if God and cows wanted that stuff to be skimmed the butter fat off, he'd have made it that way.
Yeah,
okay?
If God wanted that milk to be healthy, he wouldn't have put smallpox and all that other stuff in there.
Smallpox.
You know, it's hard to go back to. If you have skim milk, it's hard to
we
go back
to. We don't
do
no skim milk down there.
All right.
Do you have a snack before going to the party in an effort to control your eating? The whole point of going to the Christmas party is to eat other people's food for free. I mean, this got some good points here.
Did Lynn write this or steal it?
I guess the...
Under no circumstances...
Before everybody calls in, the milk had cowpox in it.
So. Well, you quit it.
Cowpox? And the reason that... people around dairy cows did not get smallpoxes, that they developed cowpox, and they were their immune systems were
look
resistant
at this
to
guy.
Smallpox.
This is
wow.
This guy. 80-something?
I just...
Now, where does that come from, Kevin? Did it
comes
pop from, into your mind?
No, I mean, when you read about the smallpox and how they got it under control, and that was one of the first things they noticed, that if you were dealt with dairy cows, that you didn't... milk maidens, you know, did not develop smallpox. Their complexions were not very good, but they didn't develop smallpox.
See, you don't hear this on any other garden.
I thought they had nice complexions. I thought that was the deal. And all that.
No,
milk?
They do that with the Photoshop.
Oh.
Under no circumstances should you exercise between now and New Year's, Melton. You can do that in January when you have nothing else to do. This is a time for long naps, which you'll need after circling the buffet table while carrying a 10-pound plate of food and that vat of eggnog. See, this is right. This is true Christmas right here.
Yeah, boy,
if you come across something really good at the buffet table, like frosted Christmas cookies in the shape of and size of Santa, position yourself near them and don't budge. Have as many as you can before becoming the center of attention. They're like a beautiful pair of shoes. If you leave them behind, you're never going to see them again. Lynn did not write that. That is poetic. That is poetic. Same for pies. Apple, pumpkin, mincemeat. Have a slice of each. Or if you don't like mincemeat, have two apples and one pumpkin. Always have three. When else do you get to have more than one dessert? That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
On Christmas, when we'd go home, every old lady in town would have sent candy, divinity, fudge.
Ooh, good stuff.
All that stuff, and it was laid out on a cabinet there. Just like a candy all-you-can-eat counter there.
So you'd have that with your glass of eggnog and whole milk.
Yeah.
And
you always wanted to eat them before Lynn got home, you know, because he's diabetic and not supposed to have them. So, you know, Santa comes after you go to sleep on the cookie deal. Lynn comes after you go to sleep. And it's all the candy. Well, one final tip. If you don't feel terrible when you leave the party and get up from the table, you haven't been paying attention. Reread tips, start over, but hurry, January is just around the corner.
So in January, no eggnog.
No, you feel bad about eating that stuff. Remember that about that skim milk.
Eggnog is good. Ooh,
yeah.